Blog Talk Radio.
That God has never lost a battle, not the war, just a battle, and he'll never lose a battle. I used to think, well, I'll lose a couple of battles, but God never loses no battle. Even though you don't see it, he's working it out for your good. The battle ain't won yet, and it ain't over yet. He's working it. When you don't see it and you don't understand why it's not coming to fruition, boom, right then, don't worry about it, you ain't lost a battle. And here's the good thing. He'll never lose a battle. So if he never loses a battle, You'll never lose the war. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I am truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll get us started this week with the prayer and the scripture.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for that beautiful selection, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. And I'm going to go to my favorite, 1 Corinthians 2. And 10 through 14. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth, the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man, who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for another perfect day. I want to thank you for opening up our eyes and our hearts this day, and we continue to do it forward. Touch us deeper so that we understand things all spiritual and that know that we have to walk spiritual in every second of the day. We are spiritual beings. I want to thank God for allowing us to utilize what he gave us, that he says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that is one of definitely the reasons why, because we're spiritual, and he has definitely written his word in the lining of each and every one of our hearts. I want to pray for those who are struggling, for those who are sick, for those who are shut in, for those who ask us to another level in prayer, and for those who are believed. And God, I bind up anything that will come in between this broadcast for each and every day here forward that will not allow people to understand what spirituality is. I pray all these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. I'm excited about the Word of God. I'm excited what God is going to do with this broadcast going forward. If we won't start this week, we'll start next week. The Lord has really put in my spirit how important it is that we start, all of us start engaging in the Word of God. And if I'm going to say a few things, so you all kind of just put the brakes on things for a moment, because I want you to understand what God has put in my spirit. And what's in my spirit is that we all going to start engaging in the Word of God if it's just two scriptures. Instead of just being thankful for scriptures on Thursday, we're going to engage on several scriptures during the week. So, like, Evangelist Sharon may come up with a couple of scriptures, speak on it. Pastor come up with a couple of scriptures, speak on them. And in the course of each day, then we're going to begin to invite people in to be part of this broadcast, which I think we got enough undergirding, we got enough support here that we can do this, and include Evangelist Renee too, so don't nobody get that twisted either. Even though she, you know, she give us our sandwiches and all this good stuff, I want us going forward to start, if it's just one scripture, and can I just be real open with everybody right now? What the Lord showed me is you got this stuff, it don't do you no good if you're not using it. You got this word, it's not doing you any good. It's just like having money in the bank. You know you got it, but you don't use it. And you have a need to pay a bill. Or you got a car, but somebody else got to drive you, because you don't use yours. But here's the thing. The fact that you don't know you got it. And that's what I'm seeing with a lot of people I talk to. They don't realize you're the very righteousness of God. You don't have to beat yourself up anymore trying to be righteous. You have righteousness. And the only way, am I talking to myself today?
No, we hear you, Pastor.
The only way you're going to be able to make this a reality is start using it. You start
That's
confessing
right.
what the words say you are over your life. You start
mm-hmm.
confessing it. Use it. And I'm just going to be real honest. Don't beat yourself up no more for righteousness. It's already yours. You make a mistake,
Hallelujah.
God has everything there is. And one of the
mm-hmm.
things that we're going to talk about today and going forward, one of our foundational scriptures for this week, and we're still dealing with spiritual things, 1 Corinthians 2:13, we're still dealing with that, along with supporting it with Galatians 5:22-25, I think. But we're going to still use that. Because if you're in the Spirit, then walk in that Spirit.
Yes.
You gotta walk.
Amen.
And the way you walk in it is walking in the Word of God. That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so tired of people beating themselves up, trying to be right. You can't be no more right than God have already given you in the man Christ Jesus. Accept what he's done. Receive it. And then
Hallelujah.
Start walking in it.
Amen.
The devil doesn't have legal rights to you. He don't have that.
That's right.
Christ has a legal right to you. He died for all of your sins. Now, you either accept what he did or you reject it. And if you reject it, you're going to be damned.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But it's very important, brothers and sisters, that we have this understanding that everything, let me go and show you this right now. I think 2 Peter, I'm going to say, I know we are partakers, but we'll read this scripture. I'm trying to, he's given us everything pertaining to knowledge and godliness. But first, I'm going to say 2 Peter 1 and 4, I think, 3 and 4. But let's do 2 Peter. I'm saying, I think that's what I'm looking for is in 1 Peter. But in 2 Peter 1, 2, 3, and 4 is where I want you to go. 2 Peter. And then we'll go to Galatians 5. But understand this first. So 2 Peter, if you will.
Okay. In the King James, it reads as follows. Grace, peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. From the Message Bible, grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus, our Master. Everything goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invites us to God, the best invitation we ever receive. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen.
Wherefore, or whereby, are given unto us. He given us this. When did he do that? I like to ask. When you got the Holy Ghost. When he received, when
Amen.
You received the Holy Ghost, you received all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Isn't that awesome? You were out here looking
yes.
for it, and he said, I've already given it to you. According
mm-hmm.
to this divine power, had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. This is the call
yes.
on your life. Hallelujah. If you didn't know it, you know it now. And God
Hallelujah.
Ain't giving you back. He didn't
Hallelujah.
Call you now. He called you into
mm-hmm.
this thing.
Yeah,
and he has
yeah.
given. He's given it to you. But you know when it's
mm-hmm.
yours? When you receive it.
Amen.
You don't have to beg God no more. Stop it, I say. Don't ask him for another thing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If you're
now.
Getting that word every day, you'll begin to see it. You'll become conformed to what he did. It's all predicated on you being in that word, man.
Amen.
God
mm-hmm.
given us the ability to live like he want us to live. We have the ability, and don't make fun of me, but you have the ability to act like God.
All right now. Say
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's giving you everything you need to be like him.
Yeah.
When your parents,
yes.
your parents, had you, everything you need was in that seed. Your arms,
mm-hmm.
your legs, your mind, everything you need was in there. So when you got born again, hello somebody, when you got born again, everything you need was in that born again seed.
Yeah, hallelujah.
According to the knowledge that is in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Are you with me on this? You got
yeah.
God's power living in you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Pastor, I'm going to single you out. You got $1,000 light bill, Pastor, and you got $50,000
mm-hmm.
in the bank, and you don't know it. Isn't that sad, Pastor? They should
yes,
set your
is.
Life off. They're going to cut you. You got $50,000 in there. And because you don't know it's there, they're going to cut your lights off. Wouldn't that be a sad
yeah.
day?
Yes, it
you
would.
You wake up and you go like, oh, I had that up in there.
Yes, yes.
Got all this stuff in us. Now you're going to have to understand this because he has given us temperance for temperance. He's given us patience for patience. He's given us godliness for godliness. And brother, kindly, oh, y'all didn't hear me, for charity.
Come on.
You have it. You
okay.
have it. He's giving you more. He
mm-hmm.
called us. He called us to that glory. Why? So we can walk in the Spirit as he's in the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
It's important that you know you got it in you.
Mm-hmm.
Saying it and thinking it, folks talking about it, doesn't mean jack. It's when you come to that knowledge. That, hey, man, I got this. This stuff living in me.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I
want
to go for a bike ride today, Evangelist Sharon. I want to go for a bike ride, and I want you to get your bike out. I got mine out. Oh, Pastor, I didn't know. I don't have no bike. Well, have you looked and saw it yet? Have you looked in your closet? Have you looked in the garage? Have you looked behind the house? See, we have to seek for this stuff. We have to look for it. It's there because he has given us. He's given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness. Y'all ain't heard that yet.
Amen, amen.
He's given you everything you need. You got all the pots and pans you need in the kitchen, Pastor. So let's go on and cook it, okay? Let's cook this dinner.
Amen, amen. Yeah.
And these, Renee. Any kind of season you need is in that cupboard. You don't need that. Just go in the cupboard and get it. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
The table, spread it.
Amen.
All
Hallelujah.
The ingredients you need for this life, everything you need for this life is there. Can I say this before we go to the scripture? Imagine that you get ready to bake a cake. Now, the way I make a homemade, I ain't going to tell y'all all my recipe, but there's certain things I need. I got to have two different kind of flavor extract. Got to have two kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have about five of them eggs. I got to have, everything I need is in there for me to make that cake.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I never forget it. One time I talked to my daughter about a recipe about making the cake. And she left out one little thing. So I had to text her back and say, hey, see, I need to know about this. She said, oh, Daddy. She resent it. But when she resent it, she resent the proper measurement. What was she thinking? She had given me everything. She gave me the stuff, but she didn't give me the measurement. Or, if I need 2 cups of that. Well, what am I saying? A lot of us got everything we write, but we got everything we need, but we don't have the right measurement.
There you go. Say that. Yeah.
So for those that got it all, and you know you got it, and you know you got the word, do you have the right measurement? The right measurement is to abide in the word of God day and night. You're in that
Hallelujah.
Word. That's what's going to change your life. Nothing else is going to change you, brother and sister. God ain't going to do another thing. And I don't care what your preacher said. God ain't going to do another thing. As far as your spiritual life is concerned.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, I don't have this. I don't have that. We'll go back to 2 Peter 1 again and say, it says, whereby you are given unto us exceedingly and great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of a divine nature. Take your part.
Hello,
somebody. Take your part. You're a partaker.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take your part. It ain't going to drop out the sky.
Amen.
You ain't going to wake up one day and Amazon and set it on the porch. That ain't the way this works.
Say that.
The only way you're going to escape the corruption that is in this world through lust is to get in the Word of God and stay there.
Now
I guess we can go to our foundation scripture.
That's what
Galatians
I'm right
5, 22 through 25. Please, brothers, understand what I'm saying. You got it. You have it. You're not using it.
All right. Amen.
You got $50,000 sitting in the bank, and you need a $10,000 down payment, and it's sad you don't know you got it in the bank. It's sad. You out here worrying how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. You got it in the bank, man.
Lord,
how I'm going to be holy, how I'm going to do this. See, you already got this stuff. And I'm going to show you right here. In Galatians 5:22 through 25, Evangelist Sharon.
Yes. But, oh, goodness gracious. I apologize. My computer just blanked out on me.
Were you able to find it?
I have it. Galatians 5, yes. My computer, I apologize for the inconvenience. Galatians 5:22-25. Oh. And then my computer just blinked out. I apologize.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Right.
Internet running a little slow over there, huh?
Extra slow. That's the understatement, Pastor. It blinked all the way out. Okay, here it is right here. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, godliness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberant about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about, only gets in the way. Among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindlessly responding to what everyone else calls necessities is killed off for good, crucified. Since this is the kind of life we have chosen, the life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
God has given us everything we need pertaining to godliness. Don't let preachers fool you and try to sow a doctrine in you. Well, God needs you. No, he's given you everything you need. When you receive the Holy Spirit, well, not only is it going to be revealed, it's from spiritual or from spirit to spirit. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. You already got love. Joy, you already got it. Peace, you already got it. Long-suffering, you already got it. When you accept the Spirit of God in you, all of these products is in it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You just receive a spiritual nature. Mm-hmm. And that spiritual nature have it in it if you don't see it, if you see it or if you don't. Let me go back to baking that cake. You don't see the eggs, but it's up in there.
Amen.
You don't see the vanilla flavor or vanilla extract, but it's in there. How much of the baking powder you see? How much of the flour? See, you don't see that, but it's in it.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Pinch of salt in there, too. I put a pinch of salt. It's in there. Do you see the sugar? It's in there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So when you, it's not spirit as in many, but one spirit. But the fruit of the spirit, in other words, the ingredients that's in there, is these things, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. See, hopefully this week we'll talk about one of them in particular, and especially that love, because this is something God done put on you. He bestowed this nature on you. He put it on you.
Yes.
It's his brand that's on you.
Yes.
And then you can do about it. And then you can do about it. I told you last week, you'll find yourself loving your exes, all of them, doing good to all of them. When that love of Christ in your heart, it constrains you. It makes you do good to those people that have dogged you out. God took a car, man, wrecked it. And God said, you got to love him. Still got to love him. That ain't what I wanted to do. See, a lot of people didn't know Louis Beasley, B.C.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because if they had her, that guy would have never took my car. You know, Louis Beasley, B.C., that's before Christ, right? You know that, right?
Amen.
That's what Louis Beasley is. That's before Christ. Before Christ came to my life, it was certain things you just didn't do to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, praise God for hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
So,
I'm not trying to brag.
I'm just trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, you're in Christ now. Christ is in you now. You're in his word, and his word is in you. Okay? So, on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.